What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
My guest tonight is one of the most influential people of our time. She's a global media leader, philanthropist, and author whose new book is called The Path Made Clear, Discovering Your Life's Direction and Purpose. Please welcome Oprah Winfrey. Our time is up. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Do you ever get used to the amount of joy you see on people's faces when you walk by? Because even in the building, Oprah, this is the craziest thing that's ever happened to me. Let me tell you now. We're backstage. I'm getting my makeup done. We're walking. Then Oprah just walks. She doesn't come through like the celebrity entrance. No, she just walks through the building, just greeting everyone. Hello, hello, hello. But surely you realize that you are causing chaos everywhere you go.
No. Actually, I love these moments. This happens to me quite often. I'll run into someone who says, oh my God, you don't know what this means. And I said, yeah, I do. You came home from school. Your mom wasn't there.
Yes.
You
yes.
were a latchkey kid. You watched me at 4 o'clock.
Right.
So I raised you, right?
Yes.
And they're like, yes, you raised
me. That's exactly
me.
What it is.
So I feel like I feel rewarded by that. I feel like I think I did a good lot of good job raising people.
I think you did a great job.
That's what I think.
And
but this is what, Trevor, I knew it was time to leave the show when people who had come to the show, then they had children, and their children were now having children watching the show. It's time to go.
You know, you say that, but I honestly wonder if you didn't leave too soon. Here's why I say this. You left the show, but it feels like we never got tired of Oprah. I mean, we now are watching you on Super Soul Sundays. We're now seeing Oprah. Do you think you just needed a break?
Well, you know what? I do wish that the only time I actually really missed it was 2016, because I thought for sure that speaking to the audience every day, because this is what I missed the most.
Right.
I missed having a discourse with the audience every day. And because every day after the show, it's been time with the audience. Because for years I signed autographs, and then I thought, one day I didn't, and I had so much more energy. What do I really want to do? I want to talk to the audience. So the audience, 10 years in, became my biggest focus group.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And so we would talk and talk and talk. So I would not have been surprised by the election or anything, because I would have been talking to people from all states.
You would have been in touch with them.
I would
that's
have been,
really interesting.
It would have been my direct connection. And so that's what I missed.
That it feels like that's the story of your life, is you love to be in an environment where you are in touch with human beings. That's what this book feels like it's about. The Path Made Clear, Discovering Your Life's Direction and Purpose. You seem like someone who's always had your path like nailed down.
Yeah, pretty clear.
Yeah.
Pretty clear.
Like, where do you think you got that from, and why do you think this book will help people do the same thing?
Just like you, being raised... First of all, I love your book so much.
Oh,
I love
you.
Your book so much.
Thank you.
Yes. Love your book so much. And being raised by a strong grandmother
yes.
who taught me to read, but what I learned to read was the Bible and grew up, you know, in kindergarten. When I went to kindergarten, you know the story of the way I went to kindergarten?
No.
I had been in Mississippi, which was an apartheid state.
Right, right,
born.
Right.
And so when I moved to Milwaukee and had just started kindergarten, I walked in and all these little white kids were doing their ABCs. And I said, I know some big words. And I wrote them all down to my kindergarten teacher.
Oh, wow.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, Nehemiah, Jeremiah. And I got myself out of kindergarten the first day.
That is so hilarious.
Yes. So being grounded in something that I knew was bigger than myself.
Yes.
Is set the course for me to understand that there's always something greater than you and that no matter what, you are going to be all right. So that should be your mantra. Look at wherever you come from. Things are always working out for you. And when you have faith, you know that things always will.
The book really feels like a conversation with the reader that does exactly that. It talks to you about the journeys and the steps that you can take in life to get you where you need to be. What I enjoy is you speak to people who are inspiring all walks of life.
Yes.
And what I've
that's my favorite thing to do.
That's what I've noticed. You
yes, love
being
woo!
Inspired by people. But you're Oprah. But you're Oprah, though.
No, but it's...
Why did you choose these people in the book to inspire us with their stories?
Because they're all people that I've been talking to over the years on
right.
Special Sunday and master classes. You're on page 169.
I am.
Yes, you are. And and a few more. So they're all people who've inspired me because at this stage in my life, I only talk to who I want to talk to, okay? So... I really do. And so to be surrounded by people, and this is the truth, whether you have a talk show or not, whatever you're doing in your life, you need to surround yourself with people who are going to stimulate, inspire, and lift you up, who are going to give you energy and not take energy away from you. And if you're around people who are taking energy away from you, that's an energy drain. And that is the sign from your instinct, your inner voice, your intuition to say, let them go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. We've still got a lot more with Oprah Winfrey coming up. Don't go away, everybody. We'll be right back. Yeah. This is a big one. Welcome back to The Daily Show. We are here with Oprah Winfrey talking about her brand new book, The Path Made Clear, Discovering Your Life's Direction and Purpose. When you look at successful people, you have talked to everyone in the world who is successful. What would you say is the one common characteristic that you find gets people to where they want to go?
The most important question is the people get to where they want to go because they know where they want to go.
Oh, wow.
And most people don't know where they want to go. Most people, a lot of people, are going and being driven by what they think they should do.
Right.
What other people say they should do, what they have carried in their mind for a long time they should do. But the most important question you can ever ask yourself is, what do I really want?
Wow.
And the answer to that, once you can establish for yourself what the answer to that is, and have everything you do, every choice you make, move you in the direction of what you say your vision is.
Right.
Yeah. And when you do that, the forces of life rise up to meet you. The reason why most people have such chaotic lives is because they're living in chaos in their head. And as soon as you get clear, it clears up.
You have...
It clears up. I did this book, you know why? One of the reasons I did this book, because you know I have all these wonderful girls from South Africa who love you.
Yes,
who say, Mom Oprah, he's on the road. Could you get us some tickets?
Give you context, here's the thing. So 12 years ago, you started the Oprah Winfrey Leadership Academy in South Africa, which is honestly one of the most amazing institutions. Because it goes beyond just a school.
Yes.
It's an idea.
Yeah.
You've gotten girls in a country where
Thank you for saying that.
No, it really is. It's an idea where you've said to these young black girls who are powerful and empowered to be like, hey, be the best you can be.
Yeah.
And you are creating leaders.
Yeah.
But what you found, and you speak about this, is that there was a pressure that came with that where they went, I went to Oprah school, which means I have to be everything.
Yeah. But you only have to be yourself because there's nobody else in the world who's quite like you. And what your real job is to do is to come to the world and understand that your job is to figure out what it is you have to offer.
Right.
Like what you do every night looks like a talk show, but what you're offering us is relief. What you're offering us is a way to see ourselves differently. What you're offering us is humor, but what you're offering us is a way in to see our culture. And that is what you do. And so it's bigger than a talk show. It's bigger than just this moment with you and I sitting in the chair.
Wow.
Because what you are broadcasting to the world is this sort of essence of yourself. You know, your purpose is greater than this moment in this chair. You know that.
Was there ever a moment where you maybe had the wrong idea of what your purpose would be? I know you speak a little bit about it in the book, but was there ever a moment where you failed and you're glad that you failed because it put you on the path that you were meant to be on?
Well, you know, we were just talking about this during the commercial break. It was actually a show that I was doing with skinheads and, you know, white supremacists, where I thought I was showing the world their vitriol
right.
and letting the world see that. And I recognize they were actually using me. They were using that platform because I, at the time, did not understand how powerful the platform was.
Wow.
So when I figured that out, I literally said, I'm only going to use my work, this platform, as a force for good.
Yes.
I will cause no harm. I will cause no harm.
Let me ask you this. When you were demoted from the news division.
Oh, yeah.
That's an interesting moment because, you know, in life they always go, you know, fail and then try again and try again and try
yeah.
again. But this is an interesting one because you technically failed at the news division. You were demoted to the talk show, but
yeah.
the talk show ended up being the greatest promotion in your life.
The first day I was on the talk show, which was like the Carvel ice cream man, okay? It's not like a big guest.
Yes.
It's the Carvel ice cream man in his multi-flavors. Okay. But I had been demoted from the news because I was too emotional. I would get too engaged in the stories. I would go, yes, I was too emotional, and I was always getting written up for being too emotional with the stories. And so, had I not been demoted, I probably would have for a long time continued on that path because my father was like, they're paying you $25,000, you better keep that job. So I would have stayed for all the wrong reasons instead of taking what looked like a failure in the moment and being demoted.
Right.
And then the moment I sat down on my first talk show, I thought, I have come home to myself. And that's what everybody is looking for. The path that allows you to come home to yourself.
I feel like you're creating that for others now, because now we're seeing Oprah Winfrey, the executive producer. We're seeing the OWN Network. We're seeing your work with creators. David Oyelowo was on the show the other day talking about his first opportunity to direct. When you are creating, when you are helping others to create, you have to take a different position because it's not for you, it's for somebody else.
You know, but the one most wonderful thing I think that everybody, and especially if you've been able to be blessed and achieved as much as I have, the great reward and joy comes from being able to lift other people up.
Right.
To look back or reach back and lift other people to the highest level of themselves, because that's really what we're all looking for.
Right.
That's what I say in here. That the reason why there is common ground for all of us is because you want the same thing I want. And even in my position in life, I'm still reaching for what is the truest, highest expression of myself as a human being.
Wow.
That's the path you're looking for. And when you know that that's what we're all looking for, so my job is, I think I've found that, and I continue to find it by helping other people to find that for themselves.
One of the ways you're doing that is by creating a docuseries with Prince Harry about mental... You can't peel back the curtain, Oprah.
The man's got skills.
One of the things you're doing is talking about mental health. And I love how you've called it mental fitness, because that's how we need to think of it as people. Are we healthy in our minds? You're working with Prince Harry, which is really exciting. I'm going, what is it like to work with royalty for him?
Good. That's good. You got me. He is a great partner. And I want everybody to know that, first of all, I don't do or engage in anything unless I'm giving 100%. He feels the same. And so he is a great partner in helping us decide who we're going to interview, how it's going to be interviewed, what subjects we're going to be covering. I've had, you know, meetings with him. We've sat down with our team. And we're working together on this as a real partnership.
It's genuinely exciting. I mean, everything you do blows up. Everything.
Well, you know why it was so important to me? This is why it was so important to me. Because I have a girls' school, and you know, these girls come from provinces all over South Africa.
Yes.
When you're dealing with people who come from lots of trauma, that trauma shows itself in later life as depression sometimes, as anxiety sometimes, as mental health issues. And there was a time where I had 5 girls in the hospital at the same time.
Wow.
With depression, suicidal ideation, all kinds of things. So I became interested in the subject of mental health because I spent too many times in a psych ward. And because I recognized that the impact of poverty and the impact of trauma in poverty really causes people to carry that into their lives unless it is processed and unless they can come forward in a way that releases it. So for me, doing this mental health series is a way of releasing the shame, helping people to release the shame and the stigma for themselves. Because there's almost nobody you know that doesn't have somebody in their family
yes.
who's going through some kind of difficulty.
When you speak about trauma, is that one of the reasons you were so drawn to the Michael Jackson documentary? Because I noticed when you were speaking about that, it felt personal to you, it felt visceral. But you got a lot of hate for doing that.
Oh, so much hateration. I haven't had that much hateration since I did the puppy episode with Ellen. So,
are you serious?
Yes, and you know what? I was saying this the other day, that I'm so glad that when I did the puppy episode for Ellen, where Ellen came out, and people just, we had to take people off the switchboard because there was so much hateration going
on. Wow.
Because that was before there was tweets and social media. But imagine had that happened now. So imagine if that had happened now.
Right.
And you had social media. So I had a lot of hateration. But I also, when I first saw that documentary, I realized that a lot of people are going to get triggered, are going to be triggered by watching it.
Yes.
And that a lot of people will not understand what the pattern is, because I had done 217 shows trying to get people to understand that it's not about one person, that it is about the pattern. It is mm-hmm. about the seduction. And people call it molestation, but there is a big seducing that goes on.
Right.
And the pattern of that seducing. And that was important enough for me to take the hateration for.
Did you ever waver in your beliefs when the documentary director came
wavered.
Out and said there was a timeline issue, Michael Jackson didn't
wavered.
Have the train station?
You know why I have not wavered? Because I've had girls at my school who were sexually assaulted and abused. And I have never won a case. And the reason I have never won a case is because when you put a girl on the witness stand and she can't remember, was it Thursday or Wednesday, it's automatically
wow.
discredited. And so when you're in the midst of trauma, something terrible things happening to you, you may not remember the exact time. It's why, if I hear a noise or something in my house, I'm like, look at the time, because they're going to ask what time was it? Oh, my God, what time is it? So if you can't remember the day and the time and the da-da-da-da, everybody's like, well, okay.
I guess it never happened.
Guess it never happened. Oh, I said it was that hotel. Oh, it probably never happened. So I've been through that, so no.
Before I let you go, one last question that I have to ask that you've answered many times, but I never know if the answer will change. Is Oprah Winfrey running for president?
You don't even want that to happen.
Why would you say that?
You don't even want that to happen. You know, Gail, my dearest friend, I thought she was actually serious. Like, I think you should do it. You should do it for the country. I said, you don't want that to happen because I have such a beautiful life. I have such a beautiful life. Why would I want to put myself in that?
Right.
Such a beautiful... Right? I have such a beautiful life. I know my path, and my path isn't that. But whenever I decide whoever I want to support, I will get behind that person.
Yeah. We'll be excited to watch it.
We're excited.
Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
The Path Made Clear is available now. Oprah Winfrey, everybody. Don't go.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant. AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Oprah has to leave.
Yes.
Well, she was going anyway. Don't be greedy. But. I mean, this is like just a moment where we get to hang out. I know you're dying. So we'll do this. Two questions. I'll take one from this side of the audience and one from that side. Something you've always wanted to ask. Oh, don't ask her what her favorite color is. Think for a moment. I'll ask her one question first, just to like get us on the, so you can think for a little bit. Just one from this side, one from that side.
This is your the best behind question. The scenes thing you do. Right?
Oh, this is between the scenes.
Between
yeah,
the scenes.
We just hang out and do it.
Okay,
this is like your. It's funny.
Yeah.
I didn't know you talk to your audience.
Yes.
Yes. This is me. I just hang out with the real people.
Isn't that cool?
I love it. So are you kidding
it.
Me?
I love it.
I wanted to know one thing. You are Oprah Winfrey. You have been very wealthy for a long time. You've worked hard to get there. I often wonder how much normalcy there still is in your life. Like, how many normal random things happen to you? Like, does your, when was the last time your phone ran out of battery while you were speaking? Does that ever happen to you?
No.
Okay. like never, like, so for instance, has there ever been a moment where you're in the bathroom and then the toilet roll is done? No.
Oh, no.
What is the most...
No, you know why? Because at my house, I don't know if this happens at your house, but at my house, when the toilet roll is checked regularly, and when it's been checked, like after you go into the bathroom,
yes.
somebody will come in and it's folded
fold
into
a little triangle. Like
yes.
you live in a hotel?
Yeah, it's like folded in a triangle every time.
Okay, we'll take one from each side.
Now, I will tell you though, something's very normal that
yes.
you wouldn't think.
Okay, let's go.
I travel with my own bread, and I bring my own avocados.
Are you serious?
Yes, I do. So I have an avocado orchard, so I think
it's... Oh, the story got not normal, Oprah!
Yeah, no!
You just said I'm gonna tell you something normal, then you said I have my own avocado orchard.
Okay. But, so I think it's ridiculous to pay for avocados.
Which is why you bought your own orchard? Are you kidding me? That is not a normal story.
Okay, all right.
I made my own avocados because they're too expensive.
Yes. Okay. Another thing, very normal. I do not, the one thing I will not do is send my underwear out to be washed or cleaned.
Wow.
No.
Okay, that's yes.
Normal. You know why?
My grandmother would love that.
Because it's like... $5 for a pair of panties.
That's the reason. Oh, my grandmother would say, like, so for instance, you know when you put the washing in the basket and
yeah.
everything? And so everyone in the family, so I would do washing, then my cousin would do, everyone would do it. And then sometimes I would throw the underwear, and then my grandmother would come and then she'd be like, Trevor, you want people to know your secrets. You want people, wash this yourself.
Oh,
no one must know your secrets.
No.
All right, we're gonna get Oprah out of here, so we're gonna get two questions. Yes, right at the top.
Would you ever open a school in the United States?
Yes, I'm actually thinking about it. I'm actually thinking about where. And the reason why I called it the Oprah Winfrey Leadership Academy for Girls in South Africa, because even then I was thinking this will just be one, this will be like the satellite school, and then I will do others. But it's taken me a while to get it right. It took me about 10 years to actually get it right. So thank you for that question. I'm actually thinking about it, where to do it.
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to find out from you, because I've been mental health trained, mental health first aid trained, and in my culture, I see people with mental health issues because of trauma and property, but they won't admit it.
Yeah.
What's the thing? How do I get them to realize that what they've experienced is actually trauma?
We're going to normalize it, so Harry and I are going to normalize it to the point that people will be like, hey, I got mental illness. And that's what you want, for it to call it out to the point where it's no longer such a stigmatized big deal. It's no longer a taboo that people say, they recognize themselves immediately. I will tell you this, that when some of my girls first came here, I was talking to one on the phone who... All the girls had said, this girl is depressed. She hasn't come out of her dorm, blah, blah, blah. And we, on the phone, Googled all the symptoms for depression. And this girl, who's now, by the way, doing very well, but said to me, I said, so you're every single symptom of depression. You need to get help. And she said, I can't be depressed. I'm African. And Africans don't get depressed.
That's a true thing that we have. We have a lot of that. Yeah.
I can't be depressed. I'm African. So I want to erase that. And the way to do it is by... talking about it more, so watch the series.
All right, so that's it. But I have one final question before you go. One of the greatest pressures, in my opinion, of being Oprah,
yeah,
is that everywhere you go, people are waiting for you to tell them to look under their seats.
Yes.
Because everyone's waiting for you to give them something.
Yeah. So I want to say, look under your seats, everybody gets up. Boo!
You're all getting a book. You're getting a book. Everybody getting a book. New book. Oprah Winfrey, everybody.
Everybody's getting a book. Thank you.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.